It looks crooked, doesn't it? I don't know why it's crooked, and I look old and tired, which is accurate because I feel exhausted, and I am old as well, extraordinarily old. Yeah, it does look crooked, and I'm playing with it, but I can't seem to. I'd have to put something under the leg, and I kind of can't be bothered. So I'll just keep going. What was I going to say? Yeah, you know those guys who work in elevators, and they're elevator operator. I don't really know. And you know, you get in. Maybe it's more of an old world thing these days. Seems to be more of an American thing as well. You get in, you say 4 floor 7, and he pushes a button. That's all he does, I think. Brings you up and down. That seems to be my role, my job. You know, people come to me and I work with them and I bring them to the perhaps to the next floor or perhaps a few floors up. And I think what I would have seen, what I'm still seeing and still learning is that the me, the human, the person, you know, the ego, the mind has its own plan. And it wants to bring this person to a certain place, but it's not up to this, you know? It's up to perhaps beingness, whatever that is, you know, whatever I share with this person. So it does sound kind of, is the word hierarchical, you know, that it's like I'm on a level and I see I can bring this person up a few floors, but also this person is obviously on levels as well, you know, that I'm not. And the interaction and engagement and work with them can help me to come up in the direction that they are as well. So it helps me to progress. So the awareness is in letting go of any preconceived idea, you know, of where this person has to go, but also is degrees at times of frustration, because this can often happen when I work with people that they have been perhaps stuck, you know, or in degrees of unfulfillment, unhappiness, stress for quite a while, maybe for a long time. And we begin to work and they begin to move through that. So they feel renewed, they feel newer, they feel lighter, they feel maybe more confidence or self-esteem or whatever it may be. But definitely, as I've said many times, and those of you who know who've worked with me, that this work, things move pretty quickly. You know, as soon as we start to pay attention and look inward at what's unfolding, it starts to be integrated pretty quickly. That whole stuck thing kind of unravels. The downside, in a sense, for that of that, or the frustration can arise on my end, is that I see them move out of the stuckness. And I see like, wow, look at all the levels that are, you know, on offer. I don't mean that in a oh no, the journey. I mean that in holy shit, this is so exciting. And they come out of that maybe one level and they're renewed and they think, and I know well because it's happened to me, you come into that new space and your perception changes, you're lighter, you're more grounded, you're more you, and it's a renewed sense of life. But things are moving fast, so that new level, that new floor that we've arrived at, we grow out of that pretty quickly. And the ego, the human, the person doesn't expect that and kind of thinks, wow, this is it. This is cool. But we got to understand that we're accelerating, we're evolving fast. So, you know, when you encounter that new space of growth, you may notice that your ego attaches to it and thinks, this is it. Oh, this feels good. And we tend to sit back a little. But before we know it, fucking already outgrowing that little level of that growth spurt, you know, that we hoped maybe would be it or would last a few weeks or a few months or a few years. And it doesn't. That's extremely common with me. I can have huge breakthroughs. And the next day, I'm aware, like I'm enough in the work now that I'm aware of the layers of I have a graphic in front of me, which is semi-suitable for this, so I won't use it. But it's the layer cake, you know, that I've often talked about, that when you're in, when you break through a layer and you're clear and you're a little bit more grounded and you're a little bit more free, it's to notice your attachment to that. Because as that layer unravels and you enter the next layer of work, the ego is still holding on to what was pleasant yesterday, last week. That's gone. It's dead. 10 minutes ago, it's dead. It's gone. And the more we attach to that and hold on to that, then the more resistance there is in coming into the new layer of discomfort that needs to be worked and integrated and released. So it's our attachment that's making this layer of release all the more uncomfortable, and there's all the more of a battle. If there's no attachment, we just breeze into this new layer. It's just a frequency. It's just a sensation. You know, as I've talked a lot in Zoom about that, it is the mind's labeling that makes it something. If you remove the labeling and all the story around, like if I say one word, anxiety, your mind has now just entered into the anxiety wing of the library. You've books and books of experiences. Oh my God, I had anxiety because he said this. So without mentioning the word, there's a frequency passing through. And I know this takes a while because you're saying, but no, it's anxiety. It is anxiety. It says the doctor has labeled it, and the books, spirituality has named it this, and evolution, all this fucking nonsense. If you remove all the nonsense, and some of you are struggling with this already, I can see it, I can feel it, because your mind, but I've read books on anxiety, and I, in psychology, they say that. Oh, bollocks. Like I've talked a lot in the Zoom about the strawberry. You can read a fucking 1,000 books around a strawberry and get into photosynthesis and sugars and soil and the expansion and all the fucking science of it. Bite into the strawberry. It's completely different from all the books of information. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. So we're moving from that place into the experience. So of the example of anxiety, again, it's a label, and the label then opens up the library of stories around what anxiety is. And once we remove all that, it's just an experience that's passing through. How fantastic. So of bringing these people, what I would like to try to impart in this is for you to just have a little or a lot of awareness that when you work through a layer, be it on a Sunday or be it in your own work or your own practice, to know, to have the awareness that you've come through the layer, there'll be another layer work along soon. It's in the post. That's the experience of here. And to feel the contraction potentially in your body of resistance to that, because it's like, oh, I don't want the next layer. Power away, giving your power away. You're attached to this layer. You're not free. You're in prison. So that as you're free and in the moment, it doesn't really matter how long this layer lasts, what the next layer is, it's kind of irrelevant. We're freer. But also the awareness, there's so much on offer here, there's so much on the table, you know, that your being is presenting these new experiences with people, new energies that will pass through you, new free-flowing energies. Free-flowing energies. And as soon as your mind, ego, person, labels, attaches to a sensation or an experience, everything else slows down and becomes warped, you know, miscategorized, mislabeled, put in different wings of the library of nonsense and philosophy and fucking spirituality books and theories and bollocks. Ultimately, all bollocks. It is all bollocks. I want that on a t-shirt. I don't think Mexicans would understand what that is. It is all bollocks. But the English speakers would, the few of them that are here. So yeah, keep that open. You know, the true love and the true unfolding flow of life, there is not an attachment. To allow the heartbreak to unfold, to allow the unraveling into the new experience. It's a true flow. Like that's the journey of you seeing am I ready to go in that flow, or am I still attaching and maybe not yet complete with the attachment of building my life, designing my life, manifesting my life, creating my life? Nothing wrong with it at all. But you may find that you're getting complete with that and that you're freer to go with the flow of life and be in that experience, be in the being. So if you've worked with me or do work with me, or you've been on the Sundays or you listen to this stuff, you may wonder, well, did he take me down a layer, a level at times? There is no down, there is no back, and there is no up. It's only the expansion and awakening. But part of the expansion and awakening is encountering what needs to be flushed through us. And we do continually need to be reminded of that. Otherwise, the mind experiences the niceness, clasps onto the niceness, thinks this is the way it should be. It's supposed to be like this. No one ever said that. Has it been your experience? It's not the experience of niceness. It's the perception of niceness. The perception is key. As the perception broadens and expands, whatever unfolds is perfect. It's just a flow. It's just another experience. It's just a new frequency. If the perception is rigid and attached to the, you know, I'll only like my perception when it looks like X, Y, and Z, that's where the war is. You know, that's where you're battling. You're fighting what naturally is unfolding. You're fighting life. When we surrender that continually, yeah, we're just with it. We're just in the flow of it. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. Thanks for listening to me. And, you know, if you feel in your being that what I speak about or the work on the Sundays or the posts on Instagram, if they resonate, I would encourage you or welcome you to buy me a coffee or make a donation. It's an exchange of energy. You know, if you feel that this frequency helps you to expand or gives you growth, well, then I would welcome coffee or 1,000 coffees or whatever. Let me know that this is purposeful. You know, the person that likes a post for me, I get it. Ooh, something happened. Or the person that makes the step to say, yeah, holy shit, there's something in this, or I am changing as a result of this work. Well, then there's all those layers. You know, I have the tiers of a free video, a free podcast, a free article. You don't have to spend any money. But if you feel you're being changed to take that step and buy me a coffee or 1,000 coffees, whatever it may be. And then if you feel there's more of a pull, there's the Sunday Zooms, there's live work with me. And if you feel there's more, there's one-on-one sessions. And the ultimate is 6 weeks. If you want to work with me, you know, we work every day for 6 weeks. And that's something that your being feels. It's not something you sit down and categorize and do lists. Reasons why I should work with Gavin. Reasons why not to. That's all mind. And ultimately, I guarantee you, if you do that, your mind will take you away from this work because it's threatening to the ego and the mind. It breaks down the mind. This is about being coming forward, being in the flow of life, not about categorizing and understanding and figuring out and philosophizing. Anyway. Thanks for listening to me. Be well. See you in Zoom on Sunday. Good luck and thanks.